So we know the famous Rashi, Mahaloskos Haneiros, says Rashi, Lama Nisbucha Parshas HaMenoira, the Parshas HaNesim, the Fiksha Rasa Aaron Chanukas HaNesim, Cholsha Az Daito. When Aaron saw it, we're going to see him bringing, he had a lot of Chalishas Adas. Lo Yad Mem B'Chanukah, he wasn't part of it. Lo who? Not him. Lo Shifto. Shevet Levi. Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha Shalcha G'doylob Mishalahem, Sha'ata Madlik U'meiti V'Saneiros. But I'm going to give you something special that they're not going to have. You're going to get the Hadlakas HaMenorah. And that was the pious to Aaron that he wasn't Mishtatev in the Chanukah Sedesiyim in Parshas Nosson. So we have to understand why was that, why particularly, you know, there's the famous Ramban, the Menorahs Medoros, the Chanukah, and that's, but we'll see what's the special thing about the Menorah that was the pious. That's number one. Number two. On page 4, it says, "Vayaskein." Pasuk says on page 3, "Vayaskein Aaron Lupnei Amora Helen on yourself." So Rashi says, "Vayaskein Aaron Uhagit Shifko Shal Aaron Shaloshina." That's one of the most famous Rashi's, that Aaron wasn't Mishana. So the oil masks. You expect that Aaron's going to be veer from the Tzivu Hashem. What's the Havim mean? You know, there was a famous hesped that the Satmar Rebbe gave on Rav Aaron Kotler. And he was saying that Rav Aaron Kotler, the other people, you know, they were Mishana. Rav Aaron Kotler never was Mishana. You know, he kept, you know, it was, so he was masping him with this pasuk. L'hagid shmocho shel, this chazal, shel Aaron, the Loshina. That was the Satmar Rebbe's famous. It was longer. It was a famous Levaya in the Lower East Side.
The West Side?
I think it was in the Lower East Side. Yeah. Even though Rav Aaron lived in the West Side and then in Barapah. Okay. So the two questions we're going to deal with is, why was the menorah such a thing that made Aaron, pacified Aaron, that he wasn't involved? And number two, what do you mean Lo Shaloshina? Of course Shaloshina. Aaron's going to be Mishana from the Tzivah Hashem. So I want to tell you over two things from the Chasam Sofer that answer both these kashas. Okay, so in Masechet Soferim on page 7, he says, "Lama in Misanim also Mechodesh Nisan." Right, you don't fast in Mechodesh Nisan. Neshebe Echad Benisan Hukam HaMishkan, because Echad Benisan was the Hakamus HaMishkan. The Yud Beis Nesim Hebrew Karbonav the Yud Beis Yom Yom Chol Shevet Shevet. Kol Echad Hayosu Biyomo Yontus. So he says a fascinating thing, that the day of the when each Shevet was his korban, it wasn't just a simcha for him, it was the whole shevet as a celebration, because he was doing it on behalf of the whole shevet. And then the Osid Lovo, the mikdash is going to be on. Okay, there's a lot to say on this. So comes the Chasam Sefer. On page 9. Thoughts of Ramban, Medrash Tanchuma, B'shem Rashi, now page 10. Sheya Aaron mitztayer shelo hikriv l'chanukah. Amo l'chadosh baruch hu areini minosei l'cha mitzvos haneiros shenogim l'olam. Right, that's the famous Ramban. I'm going to give neiros is special because it's l'olam. How is it l'olam? I think it could be a churban habayis through the neiros Chanukah. Is a continuation of the Neiros. V'ikshe Ramban, Aaron hikriv karbonas harbe bosom bayomim. Okay, he didn't bring the special korban for the Nesiim, but he was makriv karbonas for the, you know, for the chinuch and things like that. That he wasn't like he was lacking, right? In Parshas Tetzave, right? All the Chanukahs. So he didn't bring those special korbanos for the Chanukah Samizbeach, but you know the korban and the seim. But he brought other things. V'imishum shayu korbanos chova v'lo nedava. Those were korban chova things that. I don't know, maybe he's not referring to the Chanukah and Tzavah, but you know, different Karbonos, the Talmud or whatever. You may be Lul, whatever. Aaron. Yeah. But so maybe it's better if you do the Dava and not the Chova. It says, but Neiris also are Chova, not the Dava. So what was bothering him, and what was bothering Aaron? He brought other karbanos, like Rav Harari said, from the Miluim, right, on the eighth day. So he didn't bring the Karas Kesavacha Shloshim Mishkala, but he brought other things. And then he says, Odei Shlachshu, so he depays Aaron Benerus. In other words, he said, but there were two things lacking here. It was not only that he didn't mishtatev, but then every shevet, we just saw the Masech Sofer, that it wasn't just a thing for Aaron, it was a thing for the whole shevet. And the whole shevet missed out on the celebration. So what's going to help that he's going to give, Aaron's going to be madlik the menorah? But what about the Shevet? They wanted their day of celebration. So how is that going to be, the menorah is going to be in lieu of that? Oh, you know how the Hebrew pays Aaron Benerus. How you should despise Mizen Nisim Sholvim to Aaron of Alcola Shevet on his pies. Piyama Krovis Paul Nasi Hayon Yom Tov the whole Shevet. It was a Yonta for the whole Shevet. Shema mina sheyem ze gedul of kovel lechol ha-shevet. V'ben is payis halvim shenechzer mehem ha-kovel ha-hu. So how are the Levim? They lost out on their... For easy b'shalom, shehik shekusha atzuma. What was the shalom's kasha? He says, kem shalvim lo nivdulu. When were the Levim nivdulu? The Pasuk says, ele be'echad lechol ha-sheni, B'shas Mispar B'nei Yisrael, right? There was a minion there. Echad b'chodesh Hasheni. V'az hinifim tenufa u'nesaron la'aron. B'chodesh Hasheni, in Iyar. Im kem mi Rosh Chodesh Nisan at Iyar, lo nivdu l'alavim adayim. Right? The whole idea of kachas alavim was in Iyar. So in Nisan, when the Hakamas HaMishkan, the Levim weren't special yet. So how come the Pasuk says, Nosan Golos Levim? The Levim were given the special wagons. But who are the Levim yet? The Levim didn't become stature until Iyar. That's his kasha. So he answers like, so the Chasam Sofer says like this. Okay, Nir Lani is Daiti. The Vade Kol Yimei HaKamas HaMishkan. He says, no. Levim was special even before Chodesh Nisan. But they were shlucha of Klal Yisrael. But they weren't shlucha of Rachmana. When did it say kachas Levim that Hashem took them and they became nivdal to Hashem? That was only Levim. But they were shlucha of Klal Yisrael before him. But in Chodesh Nisan, he needs from Aaron Tanufa to become a shluchim of the Rachmana. Shemhachi lo yahazar kare lavodos lozom yumas. Because there's no zar kare, if a zar would be the avoda, of the Levim didn't chal until Iyar, because then they were Luchei Derachman. The Imkain Yefstra Sheyushluchei Didai, because they can't be Shluchim of Klal Yisrael, because the Meigan read it. Mamash, unbelievable what we talked about in our Shira now, where, you know, I never knew that it would come out the same day that we were going to talk about it. So it's the same idea. If the Zarkaris Yumas says the Meigan read the Eul Matzi Ovid Mashri Shliach. So therefore, you can't do it yourself. You can't make a shliach. So that's why a zar, lo haya hazak hakarz lavadosim yumas.
It was just a
shlichim of as the Farari said, of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, if somebody would do their avoda, it wouldn't be a chichi of misa. Aval be'echa be'ir k'na'a makadosh baruch hu p'tenufa v'nivdalu mi'Yisrael ba'azar akar of yumas. So then, if a zar would do their avoda, it would be chayv misa. V'nasen rach shluchei d'rachmana. And now they became shluchei d'rachmana v'lo shluchei d'dar. V'nirali yayel avim b'nesha yoslucham b'avodosam kol yimei hachinuch. So in other words, so the Levim started off to be Shluchi Didan, our Shluchi. And then they became Shluchi Drachmana in Chodesh Iyar. But Aaron was always Shluchi Drachmana. So the question is, if Aaron is Shluchi Drachmana, he was Nitztair, the Ein Zemidimim HaNisiyim, so he krivu al das atzman v'shiftan. So Aaron is a shliach of Hashem. So that's why Aaron was the star, not just about himself. He was the star that he's not going to be part of something that the whole shevet could be mishtatef with. Because he's shluch ed rachmana. He's not shluch ed of the people. So he was upset that if he would have participated in the Chanukah Sanasiyim, that he would be doing it as the Nasi HaShevet. So then the whole Shevet has a simcha because he did it on their behalf. But now he didn't do it, and now even though he's going to do other things, but he's only acting as a Shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that leaves out his whole Shevet. So you know what Hashem said? I'm going to let you do the menorah. So what's good about the menorah? It's the Harambam shaving bizarre. Right? The famous Rambam says that you can bring the menorah outside and a zar could light the menorah. So the menorah is a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. So when you light the menorah, you're a shliach of Klal Yisrael. So Hashem said, you weren't just worried about yourself, that you were mishtatef. You cared about your shevet, that they weren't part of the they didn't have a celebration day. And he says that it's not going to help that you mock with other korbanos, because that you were doing it on behalf of a Kaddish Baruch, your shliach of Rahmanah. So I'm going to give you a mitzvah now where you're going to be a shliach of Klal Yisrael. And that's the mitzvah menorah, because menorah can be lit, the Rambam says, even by a zar. You don't have to be El Shakoy Madlik Bifnim. Shlichus Yisrael.
So he's representative of all Israel, or Shiva Levi?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, he's going to be. Well, he says like this: the star she ain't the dimia and the seeing she kriv al das hasman v'shiftan. The paisa going to shmok v'neiris l'ramam mam b'kshev bazar. El shakoyin madlikim b'fneim shlichus Yisrael. So he's going to be the shliach of his shevet, and the hupius, the asi shadner.
It says the shlichus Yisrael. It sounds like he's fighting it a little bit. It sounds like he's upset, him or a shevet, but He's going to
Maybe he's going to do something for all of Klal Yisrael, and not only a shevet, but at least he'll do something for the people as well.
It seems like Aaron's being rewarded for worrying about a shevet, and the reward he gets doesn't actually have to shevet; it just helps him. As in,
well, it helps. It helps him.
Cause
a simcha for Klal Yisrael.
I'm saying he's concerned on behalf of the shevet baby that they don't get a special day. And like his ability to represent
that. Well, you could say that they don't get a special day, they don't get anything.
Okay, he's worried about others and has shaved.
So Hashem gave him a mitzvah that he'll be
a
shliach for the people.
So it seems like he's being rewarded, but his initial worry isn't actually being addressed of Hebrew Levi.
Right, it could be that. Maybe his thing was not only shaved lady, but he wished he could do something on behalf of the people, even if it's not just his shaving. Like maybe that's what he's saying. And that's why Dafka the menorah, because menorah is unique, that the menorah is something that even you don't have to be a Kohen to light the menorah. So therefore, this is the one thing that if he'll do, he'll be acting on behalf of the people.
Barna says being shot up as it represents the upness of Klal Yisrael.
Yeah. So that's the that's what the menorah is for Arison, menorah is for everybody. Miksha Achas, he says.
Barna.
Okay, that was one thing. Then let me show you one other thing. There's a famous word from the Chasam Sof. This I heard from Rav Avram Yoshua Heschel Bick once in the Satmar Beis Medrash of Holomoy. Yeah. So he says like this. What does it mean, L'hagit Shvacho Shal Aaron Shalosh Pina? Page 17. Why is that a shevach? Why would you think he was be mishana? Right? So he writes here on page 18 with the arrow. Yeshu Farishov. We know that the din is that if you were makhtir the k'toris was ma'asher. Right, if you bring the Torahs, it was a school of Ashirs. And that's why the Ramah quotes the din that if you're a Sandak at a Bris Mila, it's Ki'ilu Maktir the Torahs. So it's a school of Ashirs. You know, they once asked the Stipler, you were a Sandak so many times, and we don't see so much Ashirs. You ever go to the Stipler's house? It was a plain thing in Bnei Brak. So he answered, my Ashirs is that the Yeshiva boys learn my Sfarim. That was one thing. Then there's another teretz that people say about this, that a shirish doesn't only mean monetary. Ashir is Rashi Tevis, Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. That if you have good eyes and teeth, you notice your physical body is healthy, you have Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim, that's a shirish. Doesn't necessarily always have to be in a monetary sense. But so that's why it's brought down. Rav Shach always says it's over that what that in the minig is in a family, you only have one sandak, and then the next child you pick someone else to yeah, exactly. Like Rav Shach said, I want to say spread the wealth. Same thing by k'toris. That we want, if you got the k'toris once, we say someone else should now be in the lot for the k'toris, because you already got your hashirs. His first of the five doshim k'toris bovi piece shows off about all other me'olam v'shana. There was no one ever did the k'toris twice. We should be the k'toris ma'asheris. B'kach lo nitnu lo elapam echad beishi yashu kulam. Oh, because the pasuk says be'tivu esan neiros yaktirena. You see, it was a shtickle conflict through the whole discussion. If you would, because the Hatavas HaMenorah and the Torahs were a very close time to each other. So if you were doing Hatovas Haneiros, you wouldn't be able to do the Ktoros. It would conflict. In Kate, a Maitiv Haneiros, lo yoyachol haktir. The Aaron Shehitiv Haneiros, he wasn't makti the Ktoros. So you would think that, look, if you're Maitiv the Haneiros, you get a school of Ragil Haneiros, having the bottom Talmidei Chacham. So he said that he'd rather, in other words, he could say like this, you know, I'm not Maitiv the Haneiros, right? But maybe one day I'll take off not to be Maitiv the Haneiros. I'll do the Ktoros. So this way I'll get some Ashiris. L'hagit shvacho shal Aaron shaloshina. He never relinquished the Haneiros because that was part of what? Hov li Toras picha me'alfei zahav. And therefore, l'hagid shvachu shel Aaron shel Loshina means that he always decided that he's going to do the Neiros and not go to the Ktoros. Because the Neiros is the school of Torah, of Banim Talmidei Chacham. So he said, I'm not going to give up that even one day, even though I can do the Ktoros one day and get Ashiris. B'chor haya efshalu l'kayim shneim, b'chol apochos pamachas, haya yochol haktir l'aniach
Does it the Kohen Gadol maktir the Ktoros on Yom Kippur?
So what is I don't know how it works for Yom Kippur, but he's
the
Nesim Rekhtoris. You do Rekhtoris Ba'asheris from Norm Machkemis. And that's the idea. V'hagit Shvacho Shal Aaron Shaloshina, that he always was Meitiv HaSaneris. Because that was the school of Fachok, Banim Talmidei Chachamim. Even though if he could choose that, he wouldn't be able to bring the Rekhtoris. And he didn't even lavish for Shaloshina. Even one day, he never said, you know what, for one day, I won't do the menorah. I'll do the Ktoros. So it was so important to him. Tovli Toros Picha, me'alfei zavah
v'chas. That's one thing that was missing, is that he brought her bonus in the same brought the Ktoros. Papa Chasel Shalom and the Ktoros.
Right.
But he did, in his Rabbanus, there was no Ktoros, and the menorah was no Ktoros.
Right.
But he was totally focused
on the Torah.
On the Torah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the word of the Chasam Sofer of L'Hakid Shvacho Shal Aaron Shaloshina.
Simpson, because Ramban said to the doctor, he says, why wasn't he not having the Torah that he put every morning to think? Well, you're saying that he didn't bring the Torah every morning either.
Right. Okay, so those are the two things. There are more things here, but these are the two things I wanted to stay over from the Chasam Sofer, the idea that why was the menorah special in terms of, because the menorah now he could do on behalf of the klal. Everything else he did was on behalf of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was shluka d'rachman. This is the one thing that he was shluka didan, was the menorah. And now he could, even though you're right, it wasn't just for that shave, like you said, but it was for klal Yisrael. But klal Yisrael also. Yeah, it's something that he wanted to do. Not just be a shliach for Hashem, but a shliach for Israel, and that's it. And then the other thing is that the menorah is the chokhmah, is the Torah, and lag yishvach v'shalom shal Yeshina. He always wanted to be.
We shall have all mishalohem. You're for all Klal Yisrael, but just be ashamed.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or you
can say like we said.
Right. Yeah. Rav Harai saying a good shot. Shalcha gedol shalachem, because for them the nesiim they're only going to do for their shevet, but shalcha gedol mishalohem. Because you're doing the menorah, that's not only for your shevet, I'm going to give you something that's going to affect every shevet. That's a good word for Ferrari. So that answers,
and
that's good.
And you said that you're saying menorah against Torah and Kedushin, and so why is it that, you know, the Tzar could even light the menorah? It's just that everybody has
Torah. Everyone has a Torah, Kedushin Torah, so that's what the Tzar
has included. Yeah,
Kesser Torah is like Ferrari and Rolsey are saying, Kesser Torah is munach for everybody. So that's the idea that even a Zach could be Malik. That's good.
Well,
It's a good word. That's a variety of Goldstein. Okay, everyone, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. We'll continue Bez Hashem Monday at 11. Bez Hashem, see you after the Shmaya. Next week is Parsha Shlach. Sure.
Some of us.
And we'll.